And our title, title of our message is A Workman Approved by Who? Please, I want you to say it very well. Thank you. A workman approved by who? By God. Not a workman approved by the chaplain, not by the chairman of council, not by anybody, but approved by God. In other words, we are talking about a workman who will receive God's approval at the end of his life journey. So I consider it a very serious matter. Because the one who will assess whether we've done the work or not is God himself, not man. Therefore, every attempt to please men and to displease God will be a waste of time. It's a futile exercise. I don't know if the Lord will help us this morning. We talk about a workman approved by God. And I say it's a very serious subject. If you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, the Bible tells us that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in it. That is the part the Lord has marked out for us. We are God's workmanship. You did not create yourself, I did not create myself. And we have been created for a purpose. And we must achieve that purpose, because if we do not, at the end of it all, there will be a verdict. By the time we get to the end of that, there will be two options left to us. Either the Lord will say, depart or enter. That's why we have to be very careful that we walk in a manner that we receive God's approval. The Lord will help us today in Jesus' name. I like that gateway version, but I not give it to you. But let me tell you what it says about that verse 10. Ephesians 2 10. Look at the way he puts it. We are the product of his hands. We are the product of God's hand. So we are the product of his hand. Heaven's poetry etched on lines. In other words, like God is like a master poet who has designed us the way we are. And if you look at the book of Genesis, you see how the Bible tells us that God created us in what image? In his own image. So that we will be like him, even in this world. That although we are the world, we are not of the world. And it says, a workman approved by God. It's very, very important. The Lord will help us as we go through this morning. Look at verse 15 again. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Please, Mia. 2 Timothy, let's go back to that scripture. 2 Timothy 2:15. In fact, another version says, look at it, be diligent to present yourself. When you talk about being diligent, it's like, make every conscious effort. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. When you are diligent, you are very serious. It's a serious matter. Say, be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. Another version puts this to the gateway version. This is where he puts it. Good. Timothy, do everything you can to present yourself to God as a man who is fully genuine. No mago. A worker unashamed of your mission. We have a mission. A guide capable of leading others along the correct path defined by the word of truth. This is the task God has mapped out for us as workers. And when I say workers, it's not only those who are not just decorative. Everybody is a worker. Because like I told us in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, the Lord said that we have been created in Christ Jesus as what? Workmen. We are workmen. Anywhere you are, you are a workman, you are a workwoman. Brethren, this is the task God has given to us. And I pray that we will not fail in this task in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue. I want to look at some details as to what God expects from us as workers approved by him. One, we must be genuine as we saw in the Gateway Version a while ago. We must be genuine. We must be genuine. Be yourself and be trustworthy. A number of Christians are not trustworthy. Their yes is not their yes. Their yes means no. Something else. You must be trustworthy as a worker. That will be approved by God. You must be trustworthy. If you are asked to go and buy something, will you buy exactly what you are asked to do? Or you tell people that they are telling that, please write this for me. Are you sure that you are a trustworthy worker? That's one of the conditions or one of those things that God will be looking at. Are you trustworthy? Are you genuine? Or what we see is something else. Number two, not ashamed of your mission. A number of Christians are ashamed of their mission. That is why some people even, in fact, that is like this, some of them just say, thank God that these days we have electronic Bible, so we can just put it in your phone and put it in your back pocket. Because some Christians are ashamed to even carry the Bible. Ashamed. Some will even put it and cover it in their cellophane or something like that. What does the Bible say in Romans chapter 1 verse 16? Say, I am not ashamed of, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and so for the Gentile. So why should I be ashamed of the gospel of Christ? We should be so excited and so privileged. But a number of Christians are ashamed. You are ashamed maybe because you are living a double life. You are not trustworthy. That in your office they know that you are a constant latecomer. Maybe you are a truant. Or when an assignment is given to you, there will be no results. But if you are a true child of God, you will not be ashamed. You will always stand out because you know who you have believed. Praise the Lord. Number three. One of the other items that must show if you have been approved of God that you will be capable of leading others along the correct path. You will be capable of leading others along the correct path. Not being a blind guide. A number of Christians are blind guides. But the Bible says, how can the blind lead the blind? Where will both of them fall into? Until they teach. We are not supposed to be blind guides. We are supposed to know the truth and ensure that we guide people along the path of righteousness. And that what you preach is the life you live. That you don't live double life. You will not tell people to still say, you say, this is what you're supposed to do, but you will not do it. God will not approve of you as a worthy workman if that's the type of life you live. You should be sure that you live what you preach. That people can read you, that you are transparent, that you are not opaque. A number of Christians are opaque. Some people say, and even be glad to say, you can't predict me, you cannot say, you don't know what I will say. It means you are a deceiver. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I want us to look at that, one of that, that King James version, that verse 15. 14 or so, yes. Media, let's go back to that because to me it's very, very critical. Oh, okay, well, this is not. Verse 14 and 15. King James version of what you just read. Verses 14 and 15, media. Okay, it says, remind them of this, is charging them before that they should not strive. They should not strive to words of no profit to the verse 15. That's what I want. Be diligent. Be diligent. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29, the Bible says, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. That's what the Bible says. That seest thou a man diligent in his business, you shall stand before kings, you shall not stand before me there. When you are diligent, the Lord will promote you. The Lord will recognize you. Men will recognize you. People will come looking for you. But there are many Christians today, they are so lazy, they are so incompetent, and some want to use Christianity to cover their laziness and indolence. It's unacceptable. A Christian is supposed to be hardworking. A Christian is supposed to be the best and a goal-getter. But unfortunately, some people just want to use Christianity to cover their lapses, their indolence, their slothfulness, and irresponsibility. Brethren, let us be diligent. That whatever you have been committed to your hands, you will do it as if your life depends on it. Even when nobody sees you. Because we have the one who is grading what you are doing. And at the end of the day, he will give you assessment. It's not the chaplain, it's not the chairman of class, it's not members of the congregation who will be assessing you. God himself will assess us. And we pronounce the verdicts. And that is why we're very careful that we are diligent. Diligence. Any unit you have assigned to, any work you are given to, that you will do it and you can go to see that yes, you will deliver. But a number of Christians, they do not deliver. And they think it's just okay, like that. Brethren, today I pray that you will make amends, you will repent. In Jesus' name. The next point there is number six. Do your best and be your best. It's very closely related to diligence. Do your best and be your best. Make sure that you put in everything that will make you succeed, that will distinguish you. You know, look at, during the prayers, we read the scripture there, Daniel chapter 6, I think verse 3 and 4, that there was an excellent spirit in Daniel. And he excelled above his fellows. That was why they chose him. He was not only because he was an indolent man. He had an excellent spirit in him. And he did so well that the king said, this man, we must put him in a special position. Brethren, work so hard that people will recommend you from anywhere, from any part of the world. You can make a mark. Be the best in your field. Not just in lazing and watching videos and that. There are some Christians that can tell you the story of almost 50 videos and narrate it to you. Ask them for one scripture in the Bible, they will not tell you. How they work in the office is something else. You will come late and you want to say that you arrived at, you will keep your office at 7:30. Is that what God expects from you? Be the first to get there. In time pass, some place of work, some unbelievers, they will run so that the Christian will not come and sign before them. Because once you sign, they say, hey, I beg, but this is something else. Because the Christian will sign exactly the time he or she arrived and put, I arrived at 8 a.m. So we come at 9 and say that they will keep at 7:30. That is not what's supposed to be. Be your best. Do your best and be your best. Next one, may please read for us 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. Look at this. We walk by his grace. By the grace of God, I am what I am. But a lot of people said they are what they are by their strength. By the grace of God, you are what you are. And you keep tapping on this grace that is inexhaustible. This grace is inexhaustible. It's unlimited. Brethren, let us know that by the grace of God, we are what we are, and His grace can sustain us even in this work. Even when you are given a task that looks so difficult, you don't even have to get about, God's grace will be released, and it will help you, and you'll be able to make a way out of it. And people say, yes, 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 yes. And you, at the end of the day, it's not me, it's just the grace of God that saw me through this assignment and this task. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And yet, another point I want us to note is that we should hold the word of God with the highest respect. We should hold the word of God with the highest respect. The word of God, we should hold it with the highest respect. The way some people treat their Bible and as if it's nothing. First, can you put some kind of put a list on it?
no regard for the word of God?
Please, maybe explain for us Malachi chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. Malachi chapter 1, yes. He said, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I then be the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, to you priests, who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? Go on. You offer defiled food on my altar. If we go and check some of the money drops this morning, some are even torn, some are plastered, and you know that even a market man also will not take it from you, you will drop it in the offering box. It's okay, because God is not seeing. But this is what the Bible says. You offer defiled food on my altar. But say, in what way have you defiled you? By saying the table of the Lord is contemptible. And verse 8, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Can we give it to your governor? Cover those things. Will he be pleased with you? Will he accept you favorably? Says the Lord of hosts. And my question is, how do you treat God? Like a G-O-D or a D-O-G? No, that's the difference between the two. Are you with me? How do you treat God? Like a G-O-D or like a D-O-G? The way you handle the word of God and the way you treat the things of God will determine whether you're treating God as a G-O-D or you're treating him as a D-O-G. May the Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at Psalm 119, verse 11. We're talking about the word of God. Say, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Do we hide the word of God in our hearts? If I ask us now, what is your own personal memory verse? Your personal scripture that you don't joke with, that is like your motto and your guide. And that's why we're able to sing, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. The word that is
happening. And to edge a sword, you are a consuming fire.
Your word
have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. For the word is sharper than two edged sword. You are a consuming fire.
I want to ask us this morning, why do we bother ourselves as to say, to be talking about this topic, a work unapproved by God? I told us at the beginning that it's a very serious matter. Why? Media, please read for us 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13 to 15. First, good. We will see why it's important that we do not toil with being workmen. One, say, each one's work will become clear for the day we declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Go on. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive what? A reward. And 15 says, if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. Hey, let's go back to that verse 13. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that every man's work will become evidence. And I get the old version, every man's work will be tried by fire. It's like it will be passed through the fire. And will it last? Will it survive the fire? Will it survive the fire? So that all that we may have done and all the deceptions and all the wuru-wuru and the uruku-ruku and many things we'll have done, it will be revealed that day. May the Lord deliver us in Jesus' name. May our works not be born with fire in the mighty name of Jesus. May our works stand the test of fire and the test of time. so that we can receive a reward. Because if you don't receive a reward, what's the opposite of reward? What's the opposite? What's the opposite of reward?
Okay. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Good. Look at the word. Say many. This says someone. Say many. We said to me in that day, these scriptures, they frighten me. It says many. It didn't say few. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not done so much in our Savior's chapel? We cast out demons in your name. Every Thursday we have a prayer meeting and all that, deliverance, and done many wonders in your name. Go on. And then will I declare to them, that's the Lord speaking, I never knew you. Depart. That's what I said that time. And that's a terrible thing. For the Lord to say depart, in other words, you have wasted your time, you have been a deceiver, I don't know you. And he says, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. It's frightening. Isn't it? It's frightening. Brethren, how are you working? How are you working for the Lord? Like I said, even if the chaplain and other leaders of the chapel do not recognize what you are doing, but you are doing the right thing, God will reward you. But if you are doing the wrong thing, he himself, who is the rewarder, knows what you are doing. You know, a number of times people write reference letter, recommendation letter for people, and very few people tell the truth. They say, this person is a wonderful person, and please employ him. Even if it's for work, you know that this person is a lazy person. You say, he's hardworking. What type of person are you? So let's take note of that, because it's frightening. And the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, the book of Hebrews. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So please let us be workmen that have been approved by God and can see God's commendation, not his condemnation. That's it. And look at what the Bible says. Many. No wonder the Bible says that. On that day, there will be so many who go on that Broadway, but few will go to this. Why not join the few who are doing the right thing and receive God's commendation and not condemnation? The next scripture, Matthew chapter 25, verse 23. Let's see it. Matthew 25. Good. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Look at what it says. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The other one will say, depart. Brethren, which side will you be going for? By the life you are living, which side do you think, or what do you think will be God's best on you? Will you say enter, or will you say depart? As we round up, because I don't intend that, I just want us to, the Lord is what to search our souls this morning. Please screen for us, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. We'll spend some time to pray, and the Lord will help us. Hebrews 4, 13. Good. And there is no creature hidden from his sight. What does that mean? Nobody will think that he can be hidden from God or can hide from God. And there is no creature hidden from his sight. But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give accounts. Brethren, this is very, very serious. Say, no creature, no human being, a man or Sakwe or anybody, nobody is hidden from his sight. But says all things, not some things, All things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Before we pray, I just want to just narrate something that happened many years ago in one of our biggest churches in Nigeria. As they were about to pray, the leader of their joint overall leader said, "We are before God now. I want every one of us to strip their men. Brethren, when they strip some were tying charms on their waist and their ministers of God. Some were tying charms. I don't know what I'm talking about. Some were wearing charms on their waist. Some had talisman. And if just an ordinary human being was able to see that, what about God? The Bible said that he's the one that there's nothing hidden from him. Everything is open and naked before him. Shall we rise and pray, brethren?
Son of man, think of your life. Must that be the end of your life? When these walls shall pass away, son of man, think of your life. Son of
this morning. God sees all. He knows all. And there's no righteousness in him. And if you have missed it somewhere along the path, this is the moment to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks this morning for your words. Thank you, Lord, because we have been created in you for good works. Father in heaven, some of us have missed the mark. We have become men pleasers. We have gotten so entangled with the world that we have missed it. But Lord, we come to you this morning and we pray for mercy. Lord, have mercy. Help us, Lord, to walk along the path of righteousness and to walk in a manner that, Lord, our God, at the end of our life journey, you can say, well done. And you will tell us, enter. Lord, we pray that God will not be disqualified, will not be condemned. Help us, O God, our King, that your name alone be glorified in our lives. Be with us, Lord. Bless this chapel, Lord, our God, and cause us to move forward. Let your name alone be glorified. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.